in spite of the fact that, according to Beadle, two of the three objects are highly dangerous, in spite of the clear message that death comes for us all in the end, a tiny minority of the wizarding community persists in believing that Beadle was sending them a coded message, which is the exact reverse of the one set down in ink, and that they alone are clever enough to understand it. Their theory, or perhaps desperate hope might be a more accurate term, is supported by little actual evidence. True invisibility cloaks, though rare, exist in this world of ours. However, the story makes it clear that Death's cloak is of a uniquely durable nature. Note 3.
Invisibility cloaks are not generally infallible. They may rip or grow opaque with age, or the charms placed upon them may wear off or be countered by charms of revealment. This is why witches and wizards usually turn, in the first instance, to disillusionment charms for self-camouflage or concealment. Albus Dumbledore was known to be able to perform a disillusionment charm so powerful as to render himself invisible without the need for a cloak. J.K.R.
Through all the centuries that have intervened between Beadle's day and our own, nobody has ever claimed to have found Death's cloak. This is explained away by true believers thus. Either the third brother's descendants do not know where their cloak came from, or they know and are determined to show their ancestors' wisdom by not trumpeting the fact. Naturally enough, the stone has never been found either. As I have already noted in the commentary for Babbity Rabbity and her cackling stump, we remain incapable of raising the dead, and there is every reason to suppose that this will never happen. Vile substitutions have, of course, been attempted by dark wizards who have created inferi. Note 4.
Inferi are corpses reanimated by dark magic.
But these are ghastly puppets, not truly reawoken humans.